Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study the precious Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God together today. We're turning our Bible again to the book of Luke, chapter number 2, and verse number 11, where the angels said to the shepherd, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And we continue our study on what Christmas means to me. And we've been looking now for the days of this week at just some introductory thoughts. And then I began on Wednesday's broadcast by looking at the word Christmas, doing an acrostic study, and allow each letter to speak to us something about the blessed truths of Christmas. And again, I emphasize to you that if you take Christ out of Christmas, then you've got a mess. Maybe I should say a mess. But Christ is the message of Christmas. He's the reason for the season. Society may X him out, but I want to tell you, my friend, that Christmas is a time of celebrating the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the reason for the season. I pointed out on Wednesday's broadcast, when I look at the letter C, I'm reminded that Christmas speaks of Christ coming down from heaven, his condescension. I pointed out to you how that he lived before he was born. He was not born to live, he was born to die. He came by way of Holy Ghost express from the bosom of the Father to a virgin womb. And from a virgin womb, 33 years later, he goes to a virgin tomb. You see, the story of Christmas just does not end with the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's part of it. But you cannot separate his birth from his life. And you cannot separate his life from his death. And you cannot separate his death from the atonement that was made. And you cannot separate his death from his resurrection. And on the story goes of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I said to you, when I look at the letter C, I am reminded of him coming down from heaven. And then when I look at the letter H, I'm reminded of him hanging on the cross. And on yesterday, I pointed out three thoughts, and I really did not do either of them justice. So I plan today just to enlarge upon what I dealt with on the broadcast yesterday and see him hanging on the cross. And please let me say this before I go into the detail of the study today. Calvary was no accident. Calvary, I'm talking about the crucifixion of Christ, was no afterthought with God. The very purpose and intention of the Lord Jesus Christ leaving the bosom of his Father and coming into this world was that one day he would bear an old rugged cross up a hillside called Calvary, and there upon that cross he would give himself. He would die and shed his blood that he might save sinners from their sin. So we looked at him in these three areas, and I just enlarge upon them for the broadcast today. When I look at him hanging on the cross, I'm reminded, first of all, that I am looking at God's sacrifice. Now, God is God, and being God, he does not have to take instruction or suggestions from anyone. So God, back in the beginning, when the first man, Adam, And the first woman, Eve, sinned against God. God chose the method of a substitutional sacrifice for a covering for their sin. And you know the story without my going into detail. God killed two animals. God skinned the animals. And then God made coats. And God put them upon Adam and upon Eve as a covering for their sin. And with that, God set forth his only principle of forgiveness of sin, dealing with sin and taking away the penalty and the punishment thereof. And that was simply this. There must be a God-provided, substitutional sacrifice dying for the sins of the people. In Genesis chapter number 4, Abel offers one of the animals of his flock. It is a God-provided, substitutional sacrifice. God accepts that sacrifice. Cain offers the fruit of his labor, and God rejects them because they are not God-provided. There is no substitutional blood sacrifice there, and God rejects it. As we come through the Bible, we see how God continues the pattern of a sacrifice. In Genesis chapter number 4, there's a lamb for an individual. In Exodus chapter number 12, there is a lamb for a family. In Leviticus chapter 16, there is a lamb for a nation. And all of these lambs must die. Their blood be shed. It's the innocent dying in the place of the guilty. It's the just dying for the unjust. And so, my friend, these are all pictures, types of the Lamb of God, which would one day be sacrificed for the sin of the world. You could come on through the Bible and find many, but I want to just jump from that. There's a lamb for an individual in Genesis 4. There's a lamb for a family in Exodus 12. There is a lamb that is sacrificed for the nation of Israel in Leviticus 16. But in John 1:29, we are introduced to a strange phenomenon. The Bible said John the Baptist is there baptizing, and he looked up and saw Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And my friend, so you have a lamb for an individual in Genesis 4. You have a lamb for a family in Exodus 12. You have a lamb for a nation in Leviticus 16. But in Genesis 1:29, you have a lamb for the world, including all, excluding none. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. The Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 10, that he is a Savior of all men, especially those that believe. We see him there as God's Lamb. He is presented in John chapter 1 and verse number 29. But then when you come to John chapter number 19, he is pierced. You see, there is no salvation in a living lamb. No, the lamb has to die, and the blood must be offered. The Bible said, let me just pick up the story from the Word of God in John chapter 19 and verse number 28. The Bible said, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, saith, "I thirst." Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Jews therefore, because it was a preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that it might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other that which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. You see, my friend, there is God's sacrifice for the world. He is presented in John 1:29, but he is pierced in John 19:34. He dies upon that cross, and then he takes that blood into the third heaven, walks into the mercy seat of God. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews chapter number 9 and verse number 12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience to serve the living God? You see, friend, in the Old Testament, the altar of God cried out, sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. But when God's Son died and placed his blood on God's mercy seat, God's sacrifice altar cried out, satisfied, satisfied, satisfied. Listen to these verses. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 10, by which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which could never take away sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. So, my friend, as we go into this Christmas season, don't just look at a babe in Bethlehem's manger, but see the story. It's more than just that baby. He was born, but he lived, and he died not a natural death, but he died a death of crucifixion, hanging on the cross. Why? That sinners like you and me could be saved by the grace of God. As you go through this holiday season, don't forget the reason for the season. Father, honor your word. Help your people. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I am grateful to the Lord for the radio stations that carry the broadcast, and I do trust that you will pray for them and support them as the Holy Spirit directs you to do so. As we approach the Christmas season, I want to wish all the personnel at each station and you, the listener, a very blessed Christmas and a healthy and happy and spiritually prosperous new year. And I trust that God will bless you. You'll have a wonderful time with your family and friends during the holiday season. Let me encourage you that as you do your Christmas giving, that you remember the Harvest Time broadcast. A letter from you at this time of the year would be such a blessing. And even if you could not send any support, it's always a joy and a blessing to receive Christmas cards. So take a moment and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not wait.